where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
You may have noticed a small fire by the Sarnia waterfront earlier today. Sarnia Fire says it wasn't on Imperial Oil property, but behind their site at the break wall along the St. Clair River. Imperial's fire department helped Sarnia fire crews extinguish the blaze. There's no word on the cause just yet. We experienced a 99% solar eclipse in Sarnia Lambton today, while our neighbors in Chatham-Kent saw full coverage. Thousands also flocked to Niagara Falls to catch a glimpse of the extremely rare event. The next total solar eclipse in Canada will take place in 2044, but won't be visible in Ontario. A man accused of attempted murder after a shooting in Wallaceburg has pleaded guilty to the lesser charge of recklessly discharging a firearm. 57-year-old Jamie Kelly of Chatham Township entered the plea earlier today. The court heard Kelly discharge his firearm at Shiloh Park in Wallaceburg on June 11, 2022, around 10 p.m. The Crown told the court Kelly took his shotgun and fired 11 rounds into his neighbor's trailer while the neighbors were in bed. Kelly accused his neighbors of being drug dealers and police not doing anything about it. You can read more at cknewstoday.ca. Canada's military is getting a big boost. The federal government is spending $8.1 billion over the next 5 years on upgrades and modernization. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says that includes new submarines, long-range missiles, and early warning aircraft.
It creates jobs, and importantly, it supports all those of you who serve. This is about protecting our values, our sovereignty, and our north.
The plan will boost military spending to 1.76% of GDP by the year 2030. That's still shy of the 2% Canada and its NATO allies have agreed to spend. The defense policy doesn't set out a plan to get to the target. A hearing is going to be held after Sarnia's recently adopted development charge bylaw was appealed. The document was passed on January 15th, and the city received an appeal February 28th. Planning and Development Services Manager Eric Hyatt says at this time the appeal won't impact the bylaw. The Ontario Land Tribunal is holding a hearing and will decide how to proceed from there. The number of new listings and sales in the local real estate market went up in March. Sarnia Lambton Association of Realtors President Jeremy Garrett says it looks like the market has stabilized and he expects the trend to continue.
We're going to keep a close eye on it, but it looks to me like we've settled in, and until we see interest rates change, I expect we will see a lot more listings come on, but with that we'll see new buyers enter the market, so that should balance itself out.
So far this year, the median price of homes is about $450,000. And single-use paper bags are coming back to the LCBO. They have reversed course on the year-old change after receiving a letter from Premier Doug Ford. He claims the change has left people leaving the LCBO stuck openly carrying alcohol in public. Mainly clear tonight, low 5 degrees, a mix of sun and cloud tomorrow, chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms, high 21, and a mix of sun and cloud Wednesday, high 18 degrees.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.